podcast with guest stars Jack and Carter.
Hello.
Hi.
And we're going to be talking about how stereotypes affect people and why people assume, like, just because someone's a certain race that they're automatically, like...
That stereotype.
Yeah, stereotype.
I think one example of a stereotype is Chinky, and when he's like in America, he's wearing robes, and he goes up to his cousin, I guess, Danny's girlfriend, and he says that he wants to bind her feet, and in some parts of Asia, it's a tradition, but I guess some people just think that all Asians bind feet.
And like, you could see like just the way he talked, the way he looked, and like, you could see in the background when he first came in, his luggage was all like takeout boxes from like a Chinese restaurant.
And how he talks, it's like, "Hello, America."
Yeah. So yeah.
And then I meet the Jin Yang, the author of the book. He probably created Chinky to make a character that showed what American stereotypes.
Like one, all the stereotypes combined in like one character.
And at the very beginning on page 30, when the teacher is introducing Jin, she pronounces his name Jin Chang when it's like, it's actually Jin Wang, and she assumes that just because he's Asian, he came all the way from China when he actually just came from San Francisco.
Yeah, and I think the stereotypes, like the way that towards the end of the book, when Jin turns into from like an Asian into like an American, I think that's in the book because I think Jin wanted to be like
cool.
Part of the book, his girlfriend or whatever, his crush I guess, was like hanging out with someone that said he didn't want Jin to be hanging out with her because she was like a sister to him, and then like, a few scenes later he sees her talking to him and I guess he wants to be like him.
Yeah, because he thinks his true self isn't good enough to be normal and be popular like everyone else. And which is what a lot of people do because they're kind of like insecure, like that if they are their true self, then people will think of them differently and treat them differently. So they kind of have to put on a masquerade.
Yeah.
And
his friend like Winfei or something like that. I believe the teacher also thinks he was, the teacher thought he was also from San Francisco, but he told her that he was just also from like Mongolia or somewhere around there.
Yeah, and when Wei Chin Sun comes in, the teacher on page 36 from the third panel, the teacher assumes he came from China when he came from Taiwan. And I mean, that's kind of typical because everyone, like someone's a certain race, they'll like Asia, they'll always assume that they just come from China because that's a dominant, like, country. And for the Monkey King, like, at the very beginning, they won't let him in because he's a monkey and he's a deity also, and they think he's, like, not civilized and is unhygienic because he doesn't wear shoes. Page 20, after he got back, he starts thinking, like, how he has to change who he is so he's not seen as, like, stereotypical monkey. So he starts wearing shoes, he becomes taller, and masters all these forms of kung fu. So if people don't accept him the first time, he has to force them to. And yeah,
that concludes our podcast. Thank you.